Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, Alex Castellanos on the line, just a half hour or so away from Democrats announcing articles of impeachment against the president. And Alex, I feel like this should be a more monumental occasion. Doesn't really have that big announcement feel, does it?
It doesn't. I think the Democrats have been trying to impeach this president since he was first elected. And so it does feel like they have cried wolf quite a bit before, but now it's actually happening, and it looks like Donald Trump's going to be only the third president ever in history to be impeached.
These two charges, Alex, have to do with Ukraine. Did you expect more or not even this?
Well, the Democrats were talking about broadening the charges, not because they thought it strengthened their case, but because they were concerned about giving some moderate Democrats something to vote against. They wanted to have these moderate Democrats in swing districts be able to say, no, look, we're treating Donald Trump fairly. We voted against some articles of impeachment, but we had to vote for others. But ultimately, they decided just to narrow the focus to these two charges as of this moment. That's the way it appears.
So what are these two charges exactly going to be, do we expect?
Yes, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. One, that Donald Trump abused the power of the president in pressuring the Ukraine to investigate and undermine his political rival, and that he withheld aid from the Ukraine until they did that. Of course, that's a more complicated story because, in fact, Trump did deliver the aid, etc. But the second charge is obstruction of Congress, that Trump prevented Congress from conducting a complete and full investigation of this matter by not letting his aides testify. And obstruction of Congress was one of the charges against Richard Nixon, of course. But, there's the Trump administration can go to court and say, look, we had legitimate reasons, executive privilege, not to provide information to Congress on these matters.
You know, Alex, this is likely to go for a House vote before Christmas and then carry over into next year with a trial in the Senate in January. The longer this goes, does it backfire on Democrats in 2020?
It's already backfiring on Democrats in 2020. We've seen surveys in swing states among independent voters, those key swing voters, and their support for impeachment peaked in October at 60%. It's now down to 40%. So the Democrats have failed in their project to expand support for impeachment against Donald Trump, and in fact, they've lost key support. So, yes, I think it's going to hurt Democrats in 2020.
Well, it's maybe going to hurt some of the candidates in 2020, right? So they're going to have to manage their time between campaigning for office and hitting the campaign trail and this Senate trial that's supposed to get started sometime in January.
Right. And right now, Mitch McConnell is hinting, though he hasn't said, that he's going to try to get this all done in a couple of weeks in January. That he doesn't think if this stretches out too long, it's going to be a help to Republicans either. And besides that, Republicans still have other ways to keep the heat on the Democrats. There's still the John Durham investigation coming up with potentially criminal charges against people like John Brennan and James Comey. So Republicans will have other ways to go on offense other than just a Senate trial of Donald Trump.
Do you expect any Republican defectors in the Senate?
If they do this quickly, it I doubt that Republicans will have any defectors. The questions are going to be about Republican senators up for re-election in swing states. Susan Collins up in Maine, and Tom Tillis in North Carolina, Cory Gardner in Colorado. Are those senators going to stick with Trump, or are they going to get a get-out-of-jail-free card from Mitch McConnell to vote for impeachment? My guess is Republicans will figure out that it's better to stand together, and that's their best shot at survival.
You know, Alex, is the better question of all this what happens to impeachment itself moving forward after we are done with the Senate trial here? Because you're taking something that, you know, has been done so seldom in American history. It's kind of that last straw, worst case scenario panic button. And, you know, throughout this entire process, it's been treated almost as an inevitability.
Yep. I think that is the key question. You're exactly right. And what it's done is lower the bar for impeachment. It used to be that you had to have a bipartisan consensus to impeach a president. Certainly that was the case for Richard Nixon. No longer is that true. There were even Democrats saying that, look, Donald Trump should be impeached because he's a racist and who want to include those charges in here. So the bar has been lowered. Expect that the next president will be impeached before he's elected to.
Alex, we appreciate it this morning. Alex Castellanos, political analyst, joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.